This episode is brought to you by Gab Wireless. As I've mentioned, my oldest son, he just turned 11, and we are coming upon the conversation of when he can have a phone. He's been nagging and begging for a few months now, and I think really the only option I'm comfortable with at this age would be Gab Wireless. Gab Wireless is a phone made to protect kids. It provides texting and calling, but no games, no internet, and really making me feel a lot more comfortable. Gab says, we provide a simple, safe, and age-appropriate first phone that connects family, protects kids, and encourages life outside the screen. I can get behind a brand that wants to reduce screen time and protect the kids from all the crazies out there. Kids feel comfortable carrying this as it looks like any other smartphone, gives a really sleek, fun look, and they're really excited to have it. To purchase, go to gabwireless.com, and Gab is G-A-B-B, use the double B, and use our code MOMVOICE for $10 off your purchase. Hey guys, welcome to the Mom Voice. This is Lauren and Sarah with episode 135.
Okay, to any of you asking where season one had gone, we have now put it back up, and kind of against my will, Lauren. I kind of went into this on Instagram.
Yeah, I saw your letter to the people.
You know, I feel like we had quite a few people asking where the early stuff was.
And that like made our day. Thank
it
you.
Totally made our day. But let me explain the rationale for why we had kind of taken it down before.
Right.
Because you hear this wonderful audio quality that you're hearing now. Well, back when we started this, Lauren, how did we start?
I know. We literally did our first few episodes with a phone between our like back and forth, mouth to mouth, like an iPhone.
Laughing so, all along the way. Yeah. Like, it was so wheels off and so, I mean, so fun. But at the same time, as we've kind of refined our craft here, and I would now define us as podcasters.
I think we've got it down more.
Yeah,
we've kind of come into our own here, finally.
We totally have. It's like we're trying to now grow the show and like, you know, really like get to that next level, right? And so as new eyes are finding us along the way, I think it's really split down the middle on, do you start from the beginning or do you just like pick a random episode?
Yeah, right. Now, I'm not like a diehard podcast listener like Sarah has always been, but always. Like, what would you do?
I know. I think a lot of them, I start from the beginning.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah. All right.
And so in that instance, I don't know. I worry that someone would judge the quality of our show.
Yes.
On that early content when we really have worked so hard to like really, you know, refine what we want to do here and like produce the audio that we want to produce. I kind of equate it to if you're a recording artist, right? Like if you're a musician and you have like a great album out now, are you going to release like your early stuff that you were doing in the garage?
Okay, like, do you think Justin Timberlake feels that way about his NSYNC day?
Right.
That it's like he kind of looks the other way. He doesn't show up for the reunions. No, he has no reason to be embarrassed because those were his glory days and brought him into his own. And same with us. We're not embarrassed.
No.
It's just definitely not as high quality. We're a little manic. That was the best way to describe us back then. Manic.
You're so
right. We were just talking all over each other, so excited, couldn't get our like words out fast enough.
And now
we've kind of come into more of a slower, controlled conversation.
Right, exactly. So anyway, a lot of you were asking because I guess you had found us and you wanted to hear the early stuff. So it's back up there. Go listen to it. But if you do share us down the road, maybe encourage people to pick a more recent episode.
Yes.
Just to start with until they get the vibe of
who
we are.
Good point.
Anyway. All right. Well, Lauren, tell us what you did for the weekend. I think everybody deserves to know. Your videos that you sent me just looked blissful.
I know. We were up in the mountains. It was so fun. We went and visited my husband. As I said last week, he's been on this long hunt. And believe it or not, you guys, I'm even putting it out there, putting him on blast. He is still gone. So we went to visit him for the weekend. And it was just so nice to just escape the heat and the city. And
tell everybody where we live.
We are in the East Valley of Phoenix, Arizona, which is more of like Gilbert and Mesa. We're just kind of right neighboring to each other.
Still blazing hot here.
Yes,
to
it's
me.
Still 100 degrees right now. And so we headed north about like 3.5 hours into like the White Mountains. And it's just beautiful and 70 degrees and
that
chilly
nights.
That
is the weird thing about Arizona, which yeah. I don't know. If you don't live here, you might not realize that. But you can like drive 2 hours north and totally get a different temperature experience.
Temperature, landscape, scenery, all of it. It's kind of crazy. Arizona does have such a mix of like mountains to desert to, I mean, just all of it. Plains and like it's a Grand Canyon. There's such a variety really within just this state. But we only a few hours away, but I mean, it's just green and meadows and pine trees. And it was, like I said, like 70 degrees every day. So it was like perfect. But yeah, no, it was beautiful and just what we needed. It was just nice to like have nothing to do.
And tell me what it was like to see your mountain man.
Oh, yes. It was so good. It was good. I was saying, and it's funny, like,
if the trailer's rocking,
that is so funny. George said that exact line this weekend, and we were just laughing. Don't, if the trailer's rocking, don't come knocking. Oh my gosh, that's so funny, right? It's like the conjugal visit. I'm just coming to say hello for a quick minute, right? No, I'm just kidding. No, we missed him. That is really, and we wanted to just get out of town for a few days.
I know.
But no, but so true. I don't even know. I was going to say something. And
I'm sorry. I totally threw you off, but it looks so magical.
So
I mean, we've talked a little bit about this off the mic. Would you ever like want a lot of people here in the Valley have like cabins.
Yeah.
Up north.
Right, right. They do. That's a big thing here.
It's
so you can spend your
thing.
Summer months or like just get away from the heat or get out of town, whatever.
I mean, this is purely dream thinking. Totally dream thinking. But if you could have a vacation home anywhere.
Right.
I mean, guys, we're totally just having fun here.
Yes.
Where would you have it?
You know, that's hard. There's a lot of things that I would love to, a lot of places that I truly love.
Maybe in your realm of maybe possibilities one day.
But more so than even my dreams, like it is just my husband's like ultimate dream is to have a cabin up in the mountains and like off the grid too, like in the forest. We're not talking just like up in like a northern town or city. He would love to just be kind of immersed in the woods and it really be around space, maybe like an acre or two. Just quiet, obviously dreaming. It is so funny. We have gone back and forth about it. We have a trailer. It's we recently got it, and a trailer is like a really fun in between because the cabin is a really hard balance,
right.
Or I guess you could say a second home, summer house, anything. Because we're just barely tiptoeing into the stages of busy weekends with sports commitments. And once they get into like middle and high school when it's serious, that's like hard to give up and miss, and even our dance commitments. And then church is a big part of our lives and Sundays, and like we kind of contribute and volunteer with callings and things like that at church. So there's that commitment. So I'm just like somehow question mark, when do you get the chance to use it consistently enough that it's like, worth it, worth the money, the dollar signs. Oh my gosh, I just see dollar signs because that's a second mortgage. It would be a very big sacrifice for us, a dream, but nonetheless a sacrifice. Mm-hmm. So how do we justify it? Unless I guess the dollars didn't matter and we were just living large and it was really great. If we got there once a month, great. If we didn't, oh well.
I know.
But for me to make it worth it, I'd want to be up there once or twice a month.
Yeah.
And that's hard to do.
I think, I know, it really restricts you to some degree. Like you said, mentally of like, oh, we've got to get up there. We got to get up there. But I also like, again, dream thinking. I love the idea of having like a place with memories where your kids like have these magical times like of their childhood.
Oh, yeah. It's their special place too.
Yeah.
I mean, I absolutely agree with that. Something where you can just always reconvene. You bring your grandkids there. It's something that's just a part of you. It's so special. I mean, where would you pick?
Oh, that is so hard. I mean, honestly, I go all over the place. Like, again, just dream thinking. But I really think ours would be more towards the beach.
Right, right.
And which is so funny because I want to get away from people. I'm just like George. I want to get off like away from people. I grew up in a more rural area. There's that word.
Yep.
And that's like what my soul really wants. But man, my husband, my kids, they love the beach. And right. It's just like the easiest, cheapest vacation.
Yeah.
Not outside of the housing. Mm-hmm. We can literally set up on the beach for a week straight and be totally happy.
Right, right.
The waves are all the entertainment my children need and my husband for that matter. And so, so I don't know. I would absolutely love to have a place like in Orange County. It's probably never, ever going to happen, but I would totally like love that.
I know. The beach is such a fun escape too. And it is like, I mean, it's still, you know, nature and outside and you're just, it's peaceful and the waves and the ocean air. So there's something so refreshing.
It's just so congested. That's the only thing I hate about it. Yes. I feel like it's just people upon people upon cars upon houses upon all of it. It's just like everything.
Well, everyone's fighting for like an inch at the beach. And if that's like living spaces, parking spaces, piece of sand to sit on, like they just, everybody wants to be there. Everyone loves it.
It's just wonderful.
I know.
The weather and Disneyland's there.
Oh, right.
Like, and so when I think to myself, wait a minute, I could have a Disneyland and a beach house?
All together. It would be perfect.
It totally would. Totally dreaming.
If only.
Maybe in another life. We'll see.
But before we go any further, we want to take a second and talk about the Wally cases. We love our Wally cases. We've talked about it so many different times on the episodes, and we are just the biggest fans. I got the newest one of the new design. It's grape, actually, even though it's kind of like a pinky purple tie-dye. Loving it.
And you have your cards in it right now.
I do. I have converted over, girl. I have converted over. My cards are in here. I just bring my phone everywhere. I really have.
Oh my gosh.
I almost am like, why do I have a purse?
No way.
I guess because of my keys.
To carry all those lipsticks.
Be honest. My lipstick and my keys. Honestly, this has kind of been just my go-to moving around. And my cards, my license. I don't know. But my son did say, you know, if that gets stolen, everything gets stolen. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's true.
But I'm just going to be careful.
I mean, the odds of that phone not being in your hand, let's be honest.
I know,
or
right?
on your body at
right?
some point.
I know.
So many of you have gotten the Wally already. We've gotten such good feedback from it. I know a lot of people, my family, friends. So if you haven't tried it out yet, it's such an economical case. I think with our code, it's $22.
Oh my gosh.
With shipping.
The best deal. And that was the thing. I usually use a case forever, but with that price point, I can justify updating every few months, getting a new design.
Totally.
I love the new launch of their newest line. So I was like, I'm just going to go for it. It's such a great deal.
Yeah, just mix it up. And they have lots of fun, like she said, new designs coming out all the time. So while you're listening to this episode, head on over there to wallycases.com. It's W-A-L-L-I. cases.com. Mm-hmm. And then at checkout, enter code MOMVOICE for 15% off. Again, that brings it down to about $22. Lots of cute options. Pick your phone model and let us know what you think.
And I have to laugh because, you know, in high school, my freshman year, the older girls on the cheer line called me Wally.
Yes, they did.
They called me Wally for a few years. And then people joke around and call my dad Wally. It goes to our last
name. How did I never put this together?
So yeah, it's like destined. I just love the Wally case. It's meant for us.
That's amazing. Okay, well, I have a quick rant, Lauren.
Oh, yeah.
If you're a longtime listener of the podcast, you know I have not even a love-hate relationship. It's more of like a hate-hate relationship with cooking.
I know.
I want to know honestly, Lauren, how many times a week do you cook? And I mean a recipe cook, not frozen in the air fryer cook.
Twice.
Twice? Do you that much?
Twice.
Oh my gosh, I'm totally failing at this.
No, you're not. And it's hard though.
Girl, I got so ambitious yesterday, okay? I'm like, I'm going to make homemade chicken noodle soup. Have I told you anything about this?
Well, I saw the picture.
Oh, you did.
Remember you sent the picture?
I totally had to send a picture, okay? Because it never happens.
Document.
Oh my gosh. So I go to the grocery store and no lie, $55 later.
I know.
$55 later, did not buy one thing outside of the recipe.
Oh my gosh.
And it was $55. Granted, I got the pre-shredded chicken. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, so it's like the rotisserie pre-shredded for you. Whatever. I was shocked again at the price of groceries.
Do you have leftover supplies?
A handful. Okay. Not a ton. Okay. So literally, I spend all in, like 90 minutes maybe, doing all of this, prepping it all, cooking the noodles, chopping all the vegetables, blowing up my kitchen, beautiful, clean kitchen that, yes, this is a first world problem, but I had professionally paid for someone to clean 2 days earlier. It is now blown up, okay, with all the crap and everything that cooking entails. Okay, no lie. I sit my children down to eat the chicken noodle soup. No spice to it. It's literally noodles and chicken broth. And not one of them will eat it, Lauren. Not one. I am literally the only person who ate the chicken noodle soup before it got put in the fridge as leftovers. I die.
I know. I am so sorry.
I'm not even kidding. I literally said out loud, why do I even try? That's what I said.
Well, and the best part is you could go into the grocery store and get like the jar. No, I'm not even saying can. You could step it up and go to the deli and get the fresh soup. You know, it's like $6.99 a little pint. You could buy two of those and feed your family and pay $12 instead of $55.
I know.
That's where sometimes my biggest hang up is. I'm just like, the expense to go and slave and do an hour. And then you're exactly right. They don't even eat it.
They don't eat it.
It's funny. I did enchilada soup. That's funny. We were on a soup kick this week. I was Marcoing you. I showed you. I fanned the kitchen. Oh, yeah, and I was like, look at the bomb my kitchen is right now. George is gone. I was cooking. I was making a big thing of soup. I think like my oldest son ate some of it, was like chips, dipping chips into it. And the others like barely touched it too. I was like,
jerks.
Ah!
All of them. Yeah. They're just jerks.
I know. Isn't it the worst?
No, it really is. Because then you have to do all the dishes, wash all the pans by hand.
Oh my gosh. Wash the cleanup.
The cutting board, like all this manual labor. And I'm over it. I'm like, this is stupid.
I know.
2 hours of my life, I will never get back. So if you're a cooker out there, like hats off to you.
I know.
I'm good for a while.
She's like, okay, and I will take another month break. Thank you.
No, but I'm serious. I'm like, this is retarded.
I think the key is going to be narrowing in on what your children will eat and just make that same three things every week.
So hamburgers, quesadillas, anything of the Mexican variety.
Find a recipe that they like. Like, pasta. I don't know, maybe it's chicken Parmesan. Yeah. It's like spaghetti chicken with cheese. You know what I mean? Or maybe it's like,
They love penne pasta, like a cheese bake.
Or lasagna, maybe love if they're a lasagna fan. And you honestly just make it once a week and that's it. And you master it. But let's be real, groceries have been upped like
so much.
Major. I don't even know. The grocery bills and just... I don't even know. Everything feels so much more expensive.
So I should clarify, now that I'm thinking about this a little clearer, I did buy two things of pumpkin chocolate chip cookies and some milk in that $55 thing.
Well, and do you think you have enough stuff that you can make it one more time or no?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Just like some more chicken
or something. I overbought the chicken broth. I know that. And I think I bought too much chicken. Like, okay. I could have gotten by with just one of those.
That's like, my only, that like, sometimes rationale is like, okay, I could make this one more time with the amount of stuff I have left. But still, a $25 soup. Like, that's so like, seems like a lot.
So anyway, there's my cooking rant. All right, what are we diving into, Lauren?
Oh, gosh.
Another hot take.
We've got it. It's everywhere. It's everywhere, guys. It's like in every corner of every social media, every website. It's all over the news, even.
Yeah, it totally is.
I mean, we have got to touch on Gabby. And is it Petito?
I think so. Yeah.
And her case.
Yeah.
I mean, unfortunately, news has like been released today that most likely they have found her body.
Yeah. I mean, we know by the time this episode goes live, we are recording on Monday evening of September 20th, 2021. This is going to be like outdated to some degree. So as of today, they have not found Brian. They searched his parents' home. Gabby's body has been identified and she is deceased. That's where we're at today.
But we think there's so many like crazy crucial elements to this story that's worth talking about.
Oh my gosh.
Because in my opinion, the world and like social media has pretty much almost solved this case before it even begun. It was like, it's just kind of mind-blowing how this is all unraveled.
And it's a cross-country case.
Oh, totally.
That's what's even more fascinating is it's happening across the whole country.
And well,
because of social media, it's so small. Like, it's, you know, like we're all kind of experiencing it together. It's right. Bizarre.
I think it's really crazy how social media and TikTok and Instagram has helped piece together so many crucial elements to this, so many clues and facts to what have happened on the timeline, because really she had been missing for weeks before we even knew. And she has, if you don't know, Gabby has quite a big following, did on Instagram. She was at like 300,000. Now she's near a million because everyone is hanging on every word about this. But I just think there's some really crazy little parts.
Well, let's back up just a minute. So in case you've been off the grid a little bit and you don't know who we're talking about, this is Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie. Mm-hmm. Okay. They are a couple, a young couple. She looks like a baby to me.
She does. You know what she looks like?
Who?
Is your old sitter. I won't say name. Every time I look at the photo, I think of her.
Oh my gosh, a little bit.
Yeah.
But she's 22 years old. Mm-hmm. I think he might be a tad older, I believe. She's originally from New York, mm-hmm. had been living with his family mm-hmm. in Florida.
Right.
They were engaged, some people say, but had called it off.
Yeah.
Yes. So because of the pandemic, they said they had delayed the wedding or called it off or something like that. Long story short, she used to work at a juice bar, quit her job there, and they converted his 2012 van into this like traveling little home,
yeah.
You know?
Right.
They were going to go cross country, document their travels on a 4-month road trip to the national parks and just see all the sights, right?
And a lot of that's out here out west.
Yes, a lot of it. I think their goal was to end in Oregon on Halloween. I think that's what they had set out to do. So then on August 12th, this past month, they have this encounter with the police in Moab, Utah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you listen to that whole recording?
Yeah, they have these body cams. And so they were able to show footage of Gabby and Brian and their interactions and what they're telling, explaining to the police. And it's just wild because definitely now, as she's already passed, to see her visibly upset, worked up, trying to explain what's going on. And it just like rips your heart out to know like, oh my gosh, this happened before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. And so go maybe watch it if you're really curious. But the police kind of point out some visible scratches on Brian. And they're both kind of minimalizing the interactions. The police split them up and interview them separately. And they're both kind of like, yeah, we had gotten into it, but we love each other, whatever. They end up spending the night apart. I think from what I read, the police put Brian up in a hotel and she slept in the van that night to separate and get some space. But I don't know. I was just thinking, it looked like to me so much like just one of those volatile relationships.
Right, right.
Where like they love hard and they fight hard. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think a lot of like what the police in his police report said is like there had been tension building over the last few weeks of them traveling and being in such close contact with each other, which I'm like, yeah, like, of course. And then she admits that she's under a lot of stress because of her social media endeavors.
And she was building a website.
Yeah, the blog. So, she's trying to be a travel blogger.
Yes.
That's what
right.
She's saying. Which, wow, was so interesting to me. Because if you look at her social media, it's like they're carefree and they're traveling. And it just is like dude, Instagram is such a lie.
Right. It's so hypocritical.
It's such a lie.
And it's interesting because the cop kind of like, as they're trying to figure this out, he keeps saying how this might be like a mental health issue beyond anything like physical. And they even talk about at the end how the two cops kind of have to be okay with saying, okay, we're going to let this go and they're going to work it out and we have to be okay with that.
I know.
And I know they have to have just the worst feeling at this point, knowing they had them in their fingertips and they let them go. But I'm listening. I feel like they did every single thing right. I think they really tried to help the situation, calm it down, hear them both out. And I think they really did make a fair judgment in the situation. But it is just tragic.
I mean, a statement from the police report says both the male and female reported they were in love and engaged to be married and desperately did not wish to see anyone charged with a crime.
Well, and it's just crazy because they had an altercation and someone had called, but they had already left.
Right.
And I was just kind of like thinking of my own, like there have been times, sure, I flipped out and I've like lashed out at my husband. And if someone caught me, oh my gosh, I probably would have gotten charges pressed against me just because I might have been so like wild or crazy or expressive or punched his shoulder or something crazy or stupid. Right. I don't know. But like, and so it's crazy that there's so much judgment carried on their relationship conversation that someone happened to witness, you know? So they literally find the van. It had already left. They pulled him over and this all happened. But so then later, now all the things are being released and all the things are being talked about. There's a gal on TikTok that talks about how she picked up a hitchhiking Brian most likely post-murder, trying to get him away from.
Hold on. You just said murder.
Okay, I know.
Let's go there in a minute.
It has to be.
Let's go there in a minute. I might have an unpopular opinion. Go ahead.
Well, no, and then
she picked up a Brian. Go ahead.
Yes, it will. Heading to Jackson Hole, there was like, and I just think it's incredible that people can share their story and witness. They would never know of this if it weren't for the social media. And so that was amazing. There was another video that I saw that a traveling guy, I don't know, was wearing his GoPro camera down a road in the Tetons, and to his left, knowing what it is, you guys, I literally get goosebumps thinking about it. You have to go find this footage. He's driving on the road, and to the left is the white van, and you can see behind the trees in a field, there's a man digging.
Shut up.
Yes, I had to pull it up and show my mom,
Lauren,
today. No, there. You guys, you probably, if you're following this, you probably know what I'm talking about. And my mom said that where they circled the helicopter where the remains were found, they were in a field. And it, like, it's weird. The guy posted the video. It's already viral. That it's the van, and then you see a guy. I got to show it to you.
Stop
it. It's next level. It's crazy, you guys.
That totally does not go with what I... Well, maybe it goes with what I think.
No, so tell me your opinion. If there's a lot to piece together here, what do you think?
Let's finish out the timeline really quickly. So she goes missing. Last communication with her family is on August 30th. She gets a text to her mother, and the mother is not even convinced that it was actually her who sent the text.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
He shows up September 1st, okay, in Florida. He shows up without Gabby.
Without Gabby, but with the van.
With the van, without Gabby, not saying a word.
Which is so bizarre.
When the police get to their house, the parents' house, they lawyer up. They say, we're not talking, okay? A lot of people are enraged over that. And, Gabby's family is making these public statements, these public pleas to them to please help with the investigation. His family lawyer comes out and makes a statement and says, hey, we know that in the Miranda rights, it says everything you do and say will be used against you, will and can be used against you. I forget what it says. Anyway, they're essentially saying, we're not stupid. We know the first person you're going to look at is Brian, and anything he says could be misconstrued, blah, 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 whatever. They make this whole statement. Okay, as of today, Gabby's body has been recovered. Brian is still missing. Do you want to know what I think? Maybe.
Yes,
based on everything.
Yeah.
I think they had a very volatile relationship. They were high school sweethearts. And you know that love is intense. And it's like that really young love is like, we make it through anything. Mm-hmm. Like, we will fight to be together. Like, what I mean? Yes. Like, it's like, we know we're not supposed to be together, but we're going to be together.
Yes.
You know exactly what I'm saying.
Of course.
I feel like I see a lot of this, that this happens, and like, it turns into like this perpetual cycle of dysfunction, to be honest.
And it's an immature love.
Totally.
It's a very immature love.
Absolutely.
I agree, there's so much passion and drive for it.
And it's so wonderful in its own way.
Yeah.
Totally. And it's that love that is only able to be had at that age. Like,
right.
It's special in its own way, right? So anyway, my takeaway from everything that I've read on this is they were in that. They were high school sweethearts. They did love each other, but it was this maybe dysfunctional love, right? And now they had set out and they're on this trip. She's trying to grow this social media presence. She has self-defined OCD, mm-hmm. okay?
Mm-hmm.
As somebody who might tend to be that way, a little mm-hmm. bit, I know what a grind that can be on the partner, okay?
Right.
And we know from the police interaction that he says that was a contributor to the argument. She admits that as well, that she knows she can be hard on, she can, what does she say? She says something like,
kind of,
I know it's my fault, essentially.
Yes, overbearing, you know? Or
I
annoying.
Can be, and, whatever.
Yeah.
She admits to hitting him. And it's clarified in the police report that she says he does not hit her, okay?
Yes.
So I know, you guys, I'm going to be mortified. Maybe this is, I'm just looking at it as if this were my son, my situation.
Share. Yes, right.
I'm like, what if they did get up there to the park and something happened, an accident happened. He freaks out. And maybe, I don't know, gets rid of the body, just doesn't call the authorities. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, what you should do, if it was an accident, you call 911, like, right away. What if for some reason he doesn't, and he just takes off? I don't know.
It's funny you say this, because I was kind of playing devil's advocate, too, about it. Because looking at them, he doesn't look like a murderer. He doesn't look malicious and evil. He looks like a nice guy. I said the same thing. I said, what if she even is so erratic or emotional? And she's like, I'm going to jump off this cliff if you don't help me right now, or something bizarre. Not that I'm saying she was suicidal, but something bizarre, or vice versa. Yeah. And she does slip, or does fall, or something drastic happens. And he just has this encounter with the police a week before, 5 days before. He's thinking, they'll never believe me. My face is on their stuff. Like, what am I supposed to do? Oh my gosh.
He's freaked out.
Right. I thought that too. I thought
and
that
takes
too.
Off.
I thought, oh my gosh. But also, I don't know. At the same time too, with that, if you really love someone, could you just leave her in the middle of the woods?
No.
Could you really just desert the situation of years of like commitment and all the history, and also knowing what is to come if you leave that body behind, what it looks like, what could happen, what they will say.
Oh, and more importantly, I could never let their family, like,
not know, like, or have answers,
just
or
live
like
this,
right?
In this question, like, perpetual
nightmare.
Yeah, nightmare. Like, I could never. I don't care what's going to happen to me,
right?
Because you know what? If it was, I think manslaughter would be like the accident,
right?
Thing,
right.
Is that right? I don't know. You legal people out there, tell me if
yes.
that's right. But I mean. Yeah.
But with the body cam of like an altercation days before, no one would believe that. And he probably knew that. So I do feel like that is a very real possibility. I really do. But also there's so many red flags here and so many bizarre twists to it that I'm like, dude.
But I mean, let's be real. If that was your son, I would lawyer up too. I'd be like, don't say anything until we figure it out. Be quiet.
A best friend said, I think her name was Rose of Gabby, did say that he can be controlling and that there was some like unhealthy aspects to their relationship. So I don't know. I don't know. And that the father didn't really like him. And that's why they lived with his parents in Florida. They didn't have much of a relationship with her parents because I don't think they were maybe huge fans or hugely supportive of the relationship. So those are also other red flags. But I mean,
oh my gosh, I don't know. Like, I need a dateline on this. Like pronto. Now.
And
Keith, let's go.
Let's go, Keith. Only Keith, please, not the others. Right. No, I only want Keith.
I only want Keith.
No, I'd like to think that, but honestly, there's too many freaky, bizarre things.
Oh, I know. And if you see a grave digging video,
you've got to see this.
Oh my
gosh. It is bizarre. It's bizarre. So let's just pray we get some answers this week. By the time this airs, I'm sure we'll have something. Let's find Brian. Another thing that's hugely weird is there was this sightseeing website that Gabby would check in on periodically. And so I think she had checked in on a few of the national parks. All of a sudden, her website checks in Puerto Rico as of the last day or two.
Puerto Rico?
Puerto Rico. So some people wonder if he has access to it or it's on her phone or his phone. And he's in Puerto Rico and it's reading that.
Oh my gosh.
That's a weird twist. I know. I don't know. Or it could be just inaccurate. But
I just have to say, between security cameras, social medias, cell phones, how do you get away with anything these days? I mean, I'm dead serious.
Yeah, that's comforting, actually, because I don't think you can get away with murder anymore.
Oh, my gosh. Much technology. What?
Okay, I'm going to add one more weird twist that I heard today, too, for my sister. This is so weird. You might even cut this out. I guess there is a 50-mile strip in the Grand Tetons in part of Yellowstone. That is what did she say?
It's haunted.
It's a murder area.
It's where they dump bodies.
No. Yeah. Well, they can't try anything that happens in this area. Yes. There is this region of 50-mile stretch of land, whatever happens.
Like a no-fly zone.
Yes. That they cannot actually try or prove anything that's happened on this land because it's something about the Yellowstone National Park. She read it to me today.
I'm sorry. What?
I know. So bizarre. You might want to cut this out because it's so bizarre.
Is this right?
No. She read it to me. But I
was like, right now what sister it was.
Emily.
Oh.
Emily told me today.
She said, just put you on blast.
Yeah, she said that people are talking about it. And then my mom said, there's no way Brian knew about that in advance, though.
Wow.
Because saying it was premeditated and he went to that area so that it couldn't be tried.
But there's so fascinated.
There is a truth is 50-mile stretch around the Yellowstone area, which I don't know if the Grand Tetons are that close. I mean, they are close to Yellowstone. But I don't know if they're
okay. I need to included. Know about this.
Okay, we'll look it up.
I need to know if this is factual. To be continued.
More coming on that.
But I bizarre. Have heard, through all of my true crime podcast listening, that the national parks, a lot of serial killers dump bodies in national parks because they're so remote. They're so unsurveyed by technology that, yeah, isn't that nuts?
That's freaky.
Very freaky.
Sad.
So sad. Ugh. I know. Okay, well. That's our
on that creepy note.
That's our thinking on that. Good night and sleep tight.
I know. I'm kidding.
Okay, let's wrap up with our hits and misses of the week. What was your hit, Lauren?
My hit was that I mowed the lawn today.
You went for it.
I went for it. It was a long day today too, and it was the only time I could do it was in the middle of the afternoon, which totally blew. But I just couldn't take it another day. Dad's gone, so I just
way to get did after it, girl.
Yeah, just did it.
And how did it feel when you got that done?
Good. No, it always feels good, and it's actually not that hard of a chore. It's I don't mind it actually. We have a pretty big front yard, but I don't mind doing it.
I don't mind it either in a weird way.
Yeah. It's just if the weather was not as hot, it would have been totally fine. Yeah. But
well done.
Oh, thanks. That's what about awesome. You?
Okay. Again, this is kind of something I shared on social media, but this weekend I finally set up all of my TVs how I wanted them to be set up. Yay. Let me explain.
Yes.
Okay. So we have three smart TVs in my house. One in my bedroom, one downstairs in our living room, and one upstairs, right, that the kids watch. Smart TVs, they have the apps on the bottom.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about? The Netflix, it all pops up. Well, I feel like every TV was different. And then they would open the apps, and we had all the different profiles set up. Long story short, I bought Fire Sticks for each of those TVs because on Amazon, you can create like accounts. So I have a kids account and a parent account. So they don't go through those apps anymore. I turned them off on the TV. So they don't even come up. The first thing they see is the mom or the dad thing on the Fire Stick. They have to have a password to get into mine. So now the kids portal, it's all the same. And it's all family-friendly content. It's all things that I approved, all things that I can see what they're watching. And it's all the same. And it's wonderful. And that's, I'm so happy
awesome.
With it.
Awesome.
Do you know what I'm talking about, though?
Uh-huh.
So it's all consistent, and I just feel really good about my life.
That is so good. That does feel good.
Yeah.
I still need to get my Alexas set up. I need your help with
that. What do you mean by that?
Remember you told us about getting all our Alexas on the same.
You don't have your Alexa dot, like your Echoes? Echo Dots? Is that what you mean?
I got work to all do of it. With that. Yeah.
I know. That's my next goal, is I want the Ring. I want all of my smart devices tied into the Alexa app. Where I can say something to Alexa and my house will respond. That's my goal.
Oh my gosh. Amen. Right.
It is. That's right. My goal. I want a smart home, you know.
Okay. Amen.
What was your miss, Lauren?
My miss is just, I guess I feel like the kids have just been missing a few things lately. And I hate that because they've missed a little bit of school, just like half days. And this week they're going to miss a day. For just like a little staycation thing. And then we've missed dance, we've missed football. And I'm just like,
literal misses.
Gosh, literal misses. The misses, the missing of activities in school. It sounds like silly, but I just kind of been stressed on how many little, like camping, we just left half day on Friday, but then therefore we literally every kid missed a practice or a game over the weekend. There we go again, just like getting away for the weekend. And we're missing dance. And I was just like, oh my gosh. And so now I'm just feeling the heat a little bit of like, okay, I've got to stay on track with the schedule. And I guess because school is just slowly like shifted in, but like we're definitely full blown in all the stuff and I've got to stay on track with it. And, you know, just these little weekends and quick little escapes are just catching up with me a little bit.
They're way harder to get away with.
I know, right. Right. As they grow, it is harder to get away with it all.
Do you remember when we would just take off to California with our babies?
I know.
For like whenever, whatever. Right?
It was the best.
The freedom. And I can remember people with older kids being like, oh, enjoy it while you can.
Yeah, totally. Totally. And I'm still trying to live on that like free spirit, but it's like, it does kind of like there's a little bit of a payback. So,
I know. Okay, well, my miss is like kind of ridiculous, but kind of epic at the same time. So, you know, those like candle warmer. What do you call them? Like the Scentsy warmers?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I love them. We've talked about this before, that I love fragrance in my home.
Yes, like, you do.
Pretty much every day, all day, I love a good fragrance. And you do too.
Oh, I feel like I do.
Every time I go over, you have a good
scent.
Oh, yes.
You've kind of converted me over. And some other influences have. But like, yes, I love it too.
There's just like nothing that will make me feel better than just having like a good scent. Anyway, so I had this like yummy pumpkin scent going this past weekend. And as I'm cleaning, so I have my little, what do you want to call it? The thing my TV sits on upstairs, that wood thing.
Yeah, console type.
Table, whatever. It's not an entertainment center. It's like a thing. I don't know. Anyway, it was sitting on top of that by the TV. I'm like dusting. Long story short, the wax tips spills all down that piece of furniture.
Oh no.
I'm not even kidding. Wax everywhere. Carpet everywhere. Such a disaster. Do you know what a disaster wax is, Lauren?
Well, but it hardens. So does it not just like kind of scrape up?
But to get it out of carpet?
I don't know.
It's near impossible.
Is it? Ugh,
no,
I'm
it
sorry.
Came off the furniture easy enough.
Yes.
Like it was a lot of scraping with my fingernail. Like for some reason, I didn't want to use a knife or anything else. And so I'm like, anyway, it was just so disgusting. And I was just so ticked off. I was so mad.
And then your good candle's gone too. So it's like the candle's wasted too. That's a bummer.
But it's like these stupid things that just piss me off so much. And you guys, an update on Kit. She's back to pooping upstairs. Like, what is my life?
No.
I'm not kidding, Lauren.
Really?
It's something about my carpet. So we put a doggy door in. She will not go downstairs. No accidents, nothing downstairs. I installed a baby gate at the bottom of our stairs to where she can't get upstairs to go on the carpet. But my kids, any single time they leave it open now, she'll go up there and poop. What is that?
No way.
What is that? You guys.
I know they have that, like, whatever, territorial, the smell or whatever. I don't even know, but that is so frustrating.
I'm so frustrating. Oh. I bought a carpet cleaner and everything, and I, on my hands and knees, spent 30 minutes cleaning that stupid carpet, and then the very next morning, she went up there and pooped on it.
Oh, naughty girl.
Naughty Kit. Come on. Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, that'll do us for this episode. If you have any tips for me, please send them my way in regards to potty training a dog. I've done everything I can and I just like give up. She's a year old. Like she's already turned a year. Just kill me. I know, Lauren.
I'm sorry.
You're like, just give her away.
I'm so sorry. No,
I know.
No.
Jeez, I'm over it. Anyway, but we're so glad you joined us for this episode of The Mom Voice. We are going to be back with a new MomCast episode.
On Thursday, so come join us.
Come join us. We'll be sitting down with Emma Jade to hear the news of the week. We're so grateful for the great reception we've got from that. So thanks to everybody who's listening and to any new ones who have found us, any new listeners, welcome. We're so glad you're here. We'll be back next Monday with a brand new show.
Yes, we're so excited.
If you enjoyed what you heard here today, please take a quick moment to go leave us a rating and a review wherever you listen, and make sure you're subscribed or following the show on whatever app you choose to listen on. You can find Lauren and I at
The Mom Voice Podcast,
or you can check out our website at themomvoice.com to find any of the sponsors of the show, the products we're loving, anything like that. Okay, well, I'm sure there's been developments in the Gabby case.
I know,
so
probably.
We'll have to talk about this a little bit on Instagram this week.
Yes.
But make sure to join us here for next week's episode. All right, guys, we'll talk to you soon.
Take care of each other.
Bye-bye.